Look at how he consistently avoids the suspicion of self-praise. Nothing turns listeners off more than someone bragging about their own greatness. Since he was unavoidably drawn to that subject, he uses a counterbalance, saying, "We do this for your benefit, not ours, so you may have something to take pride in, not us, and not even this completely, but because of the false apostles." Therefore, he added, "to respond to those who take pride in appearances, not in their hearts." Do you see how he has set them apart from the others and drawn them closer to himself, demonstrating that even the Corinthians are eager to find some ground where they may defend him to their critics? "For," he says, "we claim these things not to boast, but so you may have the freedom to speak on our behalf," which is the language of someone acknowledging their deep love, "and not just so you can boast, but so that you will not be led astray." But he doesn't say this directly. Instead, he chooses his words carefully and employs a softer approach, without coming down hard on them, saying,